We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's bring in Ryan Hollins, for longtime NBA player, played for the Cavs for a year and change. He's with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Now an analyst for ESPN. Ryan, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Anytime, man.
Ryan, we're talking about, you know, the disappointment of the start of this series. Do you still believe the Cavs can win this series down 0-2?
I still believe. You got LeBron James, obviously. I've seen it firsthand in the playoffs. I've seen his magic. I've counted him out before, and I've been on the other side of things. And last night's game, although disappointing, the win wasn't there, but there are a lot of good takeaways. There's some good things that happened, and you saw that Boston wasn't invincible. They're just tough as nails, and they got a lot. And you're going to have to really respect this team. And you know, everybody's kind of getting on the Cavaliers. Oh, well, you didn't believe in them. You didn't respect. Well, yeah, they did. Okay, those guys are good. They deserve their just due. So I still believe, but it's going to take some more. And they weren't just invincible last night. They were tough, but they're not invincible.
Ryan, when you look at the Celtics team, and a bunch of those dudes are real young, you know, Tatum, Brown, and Rozier specifically, those guys are very young. You're up 2-0 against LeBron, the team that LeBron is running out there. They're just not very good. His role players haven't been very good. How do you avoid, if you're a Celtics player, how do you avoid getting too cocky coming to Cleveland on Saturday?
Oh, well, the guy who's done it for them the whole year long, and that's Al Horford. Al Horford has been that calming playoff experience, and he's a guy I've had to play it against in the playoffs that he really doesn't make mistakes, you know, on the offensive or defensive end. And he's kind of teaching those guys the speed and what to do, what not to do, how to play, and really just the balance of emotions. People don't get it. Like, when we're playing in the playoffs, let's just say whatever series, you would give everything that you literally had. Like you're playing for your city, your wife and kids are there, you're screaming, you got a million tickets in the stands, and night in and night out, everything you have, even just beyond being a ball player as a man, is like almost on the line. And somehow you have to balance your 110% effort night in and night out. And no, guys do not play that hard during the regular season. You know, it's a completely different animal. So finding out how to balance that is what Al Horford is bringing to this young group of guys. And it's really showing, because honestly, as we've all been saying, like, they don't look like a young group of guys. Like, they look weird enough like they've actually like been there before.
Yeah, no doubt. We're talking with Ryan Hollins, former Cavs player with the Cavs in 2010 and 11 and 11 and 12. And then the Cavs cut you, and it was a great thing for you, right? Because you ended up with the Celtics, and you know, you guys made it to the conference finals that year, much better than that Cavs team. But Ryan, you know, I want to go back to a play from last night. J.R. Smith shoves Al Horford in the back. I thought it was a gutless move by J.R. I was really angry about that. But I thought it fired up Al Horford. You don't see him like overly animated that often on the court, but he was fired up after that. Do you think that kind of fired the Celtics up even more? What did you think of that play by J.R.?
Yeah, it was a cheap play. You hate somebody getting knocked out of the air. I know J.R. It's tough for me not to call him a dirty player after what happened there, yeah. But I know he definitely wasn't trying to hurt Al. He's just trying to bring some toughness, man. And when you're getting smacked upside your head, you want to make a move. And I've made a few boneheaded moves myself, and never with the intent to hurt another player or risk a guy's career. But it came out really bad. And what fired Al Horford up even more is Marcus Smart running over there with his hair on fire, yep, to take care of his teammate. Mm-hmm. And dude, like I swear to you, when you see that, man, you become so much more than just teammates. You become brothers. And it's like, dude, I'll run through a wall. So the next time that Marcus Smart is in a pick and roll and Al Horford has to help, he's going to be screaming out that coverage with his life on the line because he's helping this dude out who he knows had his back on the biggest stage and essentially kind of risk being kicked out, man. So that's that camaraderie that you're really seeing being built, man. And that's special. I've been a part of situations like that.
Hey, Ryan, you watch these games and you see the lineups and everything and you know, the Cavs are sort of limited with their depth, but any moves you'd make with the lineup, you know, we've been discussing earlier, like Jeff Green playing 28 minutes, and he's just been awful, not playing very hard and turning the basketball over, not scoring. Like, any moves you'd make if you were Ty Lue?
I think he made the moves that were expected. I just think they were a little too late. I'm going to take you to the overall picture right now. When I watch LeBron James and when I see the success that he's had, he's always played in a big lineup. Now, while it's quite sexy having Kevin Love at the center position, you take away what they did best, was kind of like grind-out games. When they beat Golden State, they beat the snot out of them on the boards and just defensively punked them off their spots. That's the MO that Cavaliers team has had so much success with. And you take that away without having Tristan Thompson in the lineup. You take that away when you don't sign Mozgov, and I know I sound a bit of a center lover right now in small balls league, but that benefits LeBron because now what he does is give extra possessions. Defensively, he helps you out. That's not a bucket or two you give up when you get beat. And on the other end, he gets offensive rebounds. He sets screens. He makes everybody else better. And he saved you that Indiana series in a game 7, kind of getting inserted late. But is it too late? And that's the question it looks like. I think Jeff Green is going to have another spin at it. Larry Nance played some really good minutes, but, like, Uncle Jeff, that's my guy, man. He's one of the most talented guys I've ever played with. He's got to put his imprint on the series. And I thought he was pretty good defensively, but he's got to find his way on offense. For a guy that's struggling, maybe they're not running plays for you, maybe there's an excuse for every word in the book. Get out and run in transition. Go get something off the glass, Jeff. You know, get your imprint on the game. Cut to the basket. You know, find ways to score without a play being run for you. And Jeff is that type of talent, man. But I believe you because Boston's so versatile matchup-wise, you have to go back to him.
Ryan Hollins with us. Ryan, you played with Kevin Love in Minnesota. You know, we've criticized him at times, especially in the Indiana series where he's pretty bad, for not being physical enough. I know he's lost, you know, a lot of weight since his Minnesota days. He played well against Toronto. He's had one good game, one bad game against Boston so far. You think Kevin Love's tough enough?
Kev is tough enough, man. And you know what? Kevin Love's going to have a different type of toughness. Like, his toughness isn't going to look like Al Horford's toughness, getting backflipped out the air and getting up and getting an and-one. You know, Kevin is going to do a lot of little things. And this is one of the tough adjustments that I've seen, is that him playing the center position puts him out of whack. I played with Kev. Kev doesn't want to guard centers. He can do it opportunistically, but for a whole shot and sliding over, you're literally no man's land at the center position because you're between and you're the last line to get a rebound. And Kevin Love's instincts have always been go rebound, not block shots and rebound. He's put in a very tough predicament. He's also comfortable with Tristan on the floor, so I think there are things that he can do, but he's never gonna just wow you with, you know, he's the guy's in rebounding. He's more of a intelligent rebounder. He's more using, you know, he'll use his timing. You know, he'll necessarily do the. Oh, you hear my daddy?
Daddy daycare, yeah, there, right. Ryan.
She wants the Cavs to win too, man.
Yeah.
She's like, come on, Cavaliers.
Are you rooting for the Cavs, Ryan?
I'm pulling for the Cavs now, man. And no doubt to this Boston team, but I think it may be a little early for them. And I just think LeBron, man, this is just something special, man. Like, I want to watch a great story. Like, I want to be able to sit back and tell my kids, I remember watching the greatest player of all time get it done in the playoffs. I remember when he went down and knocked off that Boston team. I remember when he did those things, and he's just on that type of pace, man. I want to see greatness, man. I think he's closing in, and I'd hate for him to go out in the playoffs. And I say that as a guy who's competed against him, you know, for the last 10 years of my career.
All right, Ryan, we'll get you out of here on this. Let you get back to being daddy daycare there. If the Cavs get this to 2-2, do the Cavs win it?
I like it, man. But you know what? Unfortunately, this is going to have to be really tough because they're going to have to do it in six. You don't want a game seven in a row. You don't want a good team that plays really well at home to have to be able to go home and get that home energy, because it's going to be a different animal when they got to come into Quicken Loans. You know what that's going to be like.
Yep.
And some of their youth will show. But is it too much of a hole that you're in? And now you got it. Now you're essentially talking about sweeping a really good basketball team. But I think it can be done. And if it is, that's the way it'll be. You don't want to get to a game seven, even though I've witnessed LeBron on the road doing his deal.
Ryan, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, fellas, anytime.
All right, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.